This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. FDA approves bimetrazinol, first new sunscreen ingredient in 25 years. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence: the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved bimetrazinol, marking the first new sunscreen active ingredient authorized in the United States since 1999, according to reporting from The Conversation. The ingredient has been used safely in Europe and Asia for decades, raising questions about regulatory timelines and consumer access to established UV protection technologies in the American market. Key takeaways: bimetrazinol is the first new sunscreen active ingredient approved by the FDA in 25 years. Since 1999, the ingredient has been in widespread use across Europe and Asia for multiple decades without major safety concerns. The approval expands American consumers' options for broad-spectrum UV protection in commercially available formulations. 25 years, time elapsed since FDA last approved a new sunscreen active ingredient, 1999 to 2024. Global sunscreen ingredient approval timeline, U.S. versus international regulators, years between major ingredient approvals, showing the U.S. regulatory lag, Europe, typical approval cycle, 5 to 10 years, Asia-Pacific, typical approval cycle, 5 to 10 years. United States, bimetrazinol, 25 years. Source, FDA regulatory history, The Conversation. Georgian Medical Journal News, a quarter-century gap in American sunscreen innovation. The approval of bimetrazinol represents a significant milestone for the U.S. sunscreen market, which has operated with only a limited roster of approved active ingredients since the late 1990s. According to Skin Science reporting from The Conversation, regulatory approval in the United States has historically moved more slowly than in other developed markets. This gap has left American consumers with fewer formulation options compared to their counterparts in Europe and Asia, where bimetrazinol has already been incorporated into mainstream sunscreen products. The delay reflects structural differences in how the FDA and European regulatory bodies evaluate sunscreen ingredients. Clinical practice guidelines on sun protection have continued to recommend broad-spectrum formulations, yet American manufacturers have been constrained by the limited palette of approved actives, potentially affecting product innovation and consumer choice. Safety and efficacy established over decades of international use, bimetrazinol has demonstrated a robust safety profile through years of consumer use across multiple continents. According to The Conversation's explanation of bimetrazinol's mechanism, the ingredient functions as a broad-spectrum UV absorber that protects against both UVA and UVB radiation. European and Asian regulatory agencies have monitored its safety profile for decades without identifying significant adverse effects in the broader population. This international safety record may have informed the FDA's decision-making process. The extensive real-world usage data from established markets provides epidemiological evidence that regulatory bodies increasingly value when evaluating new-to-US but established internationally active ingredients. Quality and safety standards for dermatological products continue to evolve, and bimetrazinol's approval may signal a shift toward faster integration of internationally vetted ingredients into the American market. Implications for formulators, clinicians, and consumers: bimetrazinol is the first new sunscreen active ingredient approved in the United States since 1999, following decades of safe use in Europe and Asia. The Conversation, 2024. The regulatory approval opens new formulation possibilities for American sunscreen manufacturers, potentially enabling lighter textures, improved stability, and broader UV protection options. Dermatologists have long advocated for expanded ingredient access to improve patient compliance with sun protection recommendations, particularly among populations with sensitive skin or those seeking alternatives to zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. For consumers, bimetrazinol's approval may enhance product choices in the mass market, potentially addressing the gap between American and international sunscreen options. The ingredient's hydrophobic properties may also benefit water-resistant formulations, a key consideration for active populations and individuals working outdoors. Plain language health information on sun protection emphasizes the importance of accessible, consumer-friendly broad-spectrum options, which bimotrazinol may help provide. What this means for patients: consumers now have access to a broader spectrum sunscreen ingredient that has been safely used internationally for decades, potentially offering improved texture and water resistance compared to existing US-approved alternatives. For clinicians, dermatologists can now recommend formulations containing bimotrazinol to patients seeking UV protection alternatives, potentially improving adherence in individuals with sensitivities to traditional mineral or organic filters. For policymakers, the approval demonstrates a pathway for integrating internationally vetted, long-established ingredients into the U.S. market more efficiently, potentially accelerating future approvals and reducing the regulatory lag that has historically disadvantaged American consumers. Frequently asked questions: why has the FDA not approved a new sunscreen ingredient since 1999? The FDA's regulatory framework for sunscreen actives requires extensive safety data and formal review processes. According to The Conversation, this stringent approach contrasts with faster approval pathways in Europe and Asia, where bimotrazinol has been available for decades. The lag reflects the FDA's historical conservatism with topical UV-absorbing chemicals. Though this stance has begun to evolve, is bimotrazinol safe for daily use? Yes. Bimotrazinol has been safely used in European and Asian sunscreen products for multiple decades without documented widespread safety concerns, according to international dermatological reporting. Its approval by the FDA reflects confidence in this established safety profile, though consumers should follow label instructions and conduct patch tests if they have known sensitivities to UV filters. How does bimotrazinol differ from existing sunscreen ingredients? Bimotrazinol is a broad-spectrum absorber that protects against both UVA and UVB radiation. According to The Conversation's explanation of its mechanism, its hydrophobic properties may offer improved water resistance and lighter feel compared to some traditional mineral sunscreens, potentially improving consumer compliance with sun protection recommendations. The approval of bimotrazinol signals a potential shift in the FDA's approach to sunscreen innovation, suggesting that international safety evidence may expedite future ingredient evaluations. As skin cancer rates continue to rise globally and evidence for the importance of broad-spectrum protection strengthens, the expanded ingredient palette may meaningfully improve public health outcomes by making sun protection more accessible and acceptable to diverse consumer populations. Manufacturers are now positioned to develop formulations that address long-standing consumer preferences for texture and performance, potentially closing the gap between American sunscreen options and those available in other developed markets. Source: first new U.S. sunscreen ingredient since 1999, approved by FDA. A skin scientist explains how bimotrazinol works.